All right, so you want to talk about Leo men and Pisces women, huh?
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, listener request. They're out there. They want to know more about it. We're talking fire and water, right? Sunshine, moonbeams. Like, what happens when these two get together?
I know, it's one of those things where on paper you look at it, you go, whoa, this could be really rough.
Right.
But you know what's so fascinating about this pairing? It's like this classic case of, like, seeming opposites, but then when they're in balance, something really special can happen.
Okay. I like that.
It's very magnetic.
I'm glad you're here to break this down for us, because we're working off this article and it gets into some really interesting stuff using all these famous couples as examples.
I love that.
But before we even get to the examples, we've got to at least, you know, like, set the stage here.
Absolutely.
So, Leo, fire sign.
Yes.
Help our listener out. What are those core Leo traits?
So, Leo, at the core, we're talking about confidence. We're talking charisma. And, you know, let's be honest, they have a little bit of a flair for the dramatic.
A little bit. They love to be the center of attention.
They thrive on attention.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not even always in a narcissistic way. It's just they need that validation. They need that admiration to really shine, you know.
Okay, so we've got, like, our radiant sunbeams over there. What about Pisces?
Yes.
How do they factor into this whole cosmic dance?
Well, now, Pisces being a water sign is all about emotional depth, intuition.
Right.
This, like, remarkable ability to kind of, like, adapt to the world around them.
Okay.
So think of them as the flowing ocean. Okay. Deep, mysterious, always moving with the currents.
I love that. And you know what I love even more is that the article that we're working with actually uses this amazing imagery to describe this pairing.
What do they say?
So get this. Sunlight pirouetting atop ocean waves. And I mean, come on.
It just sounds magical.
Right.
It does.
But I feel like it's about more than just aesthetics here.
Oh, absolutely. It hints at this, like, potential that this pairing has.
Yeah.
Because you have the radiance of the Leo.
Wait.
Right? That inherent confidence and warmth. And that can be so incredibly grounding for a Pisces who might get lost in those emotional depths a little too much.
Yeah, it's easy to get swept away in the current sometimes, I bet.
Exactly.
But then on the flip side, you have Pisces' ability to just go with the flow. They're so understanding, so compassionate, and they can really kind of soften the edges of, you know, a Leo's, let's just say, passionate personality.
Yeah, sometimes a little too intense, right? Sometimes you gotta cool the jets a little bit.
Totally.
So it's a nice balance.
So we have on the surface here strength and flexibility, confidence and compassion. And I mean, the article does a really good job highlighting those core traits as, like, you know, potential strengths, right?
Sure.
When these two get together. But.
But.
There's always a but, isn't there?
Yeah. It's astrology.
Because even with all the makings of a fairy tale, no astrological pairing is immune to challenges, right? And this is where, like, I think looking at real life, looking at these celebrity couples, it just gets really interesting.
I know, because you see it in action. Right.
Yeah, it's like they become our case studies.
Exactly.
So the article, I love that it shows us both sides. We're not just getting, you know, the sunshine and rainbows.
Right.
We're also getting the real.
We got to see the stark warnings.
Yes.
And, like, what could potentially go wrong?
Because it's not always going to be magnificent harmony.
Right, exactly. And let's be real, we all love a little celebrity gossip.
Oh, of course.
And their dynamics, you know, they might be amplified by the public eye.
Totally.
But it gives us something to talk about.
Right. It's like, okay, what can we learn from this? How does this apply to our own lives?
Exactly. Whether you believe in astrology or not, you can't help but be a little bit fascinated by the whole thing.
Absolutely. So, are we in agreement?
Yeah.
Can we treat these celebrity couples as our, like, case studies for this deep dive?
I think it's a great approach, don't you?
Okay, sold.
We're not saying that their lives are, like, these perfect representations of what a Leo Pisces relationship should be.
Of course not.
But just analyzing their journeys, you know, it can give us a little insight into how these dynamics play out, you know, in the real world.
I'm here for it.
The good and the challenging.
Okay, let's do it. So we got to start with a pairing that, at least from the outside looking in, seemed like the epitome of this sun and sea dynamic.
Okay.
Joe Jonas.
Okay.
And Sophie Turner.
I was going to say.
They're more recent. I feel like this is something that's very relatable.
Very relatable.
To people who are listening.
And it's still kind of unfolding.
It is. It is.
So we get to see it kind of change.
Exactly. It's current. So, you know, you've got him, the confident musician, front man. He commands attention.
He's very Leo.
Right. And then you have her, this incredibly talented actress.
Yeah.
known for those more like introspective roles.
Yeah, very Pisces energy.
Right. On the surface, they seemed, I'm not going to lie, they seemed like they had it figured out.
They did. They did.
And yet, as we're recording this, they're getting divorced.
I know.
And this kind of blew my mind because to me, they were like the ideal.
And I think this is something that's really important to remember with any astrological pairing. Mm. Just because it looks good on paper doesn't mean it's going to work out.
Ouch.
I know. And this is where, you know, we talk about free will.
Yeah.
You know, sun signs are just one piece of the puzzle. It's a starting point.
Right.
There's no such a thing as a guaranteed happily ever after just based solely on when you were born.
It's a really good point.
Because we have choices.
Yeah. And we have to make those choices every single day.
Exactly.
Regardless of what's, you know, in our birth chart. Okay. But let's move on to another couple who I think has a very different story. And this is a couple that we all know.
Okay.
Barack and Michelle Obama.
Yes.
Now, talk about longevity, right? I mean, their relationship has survived and thrived through, you know, decades.
Yeah.
Public scrutiny.
Yeah.
Raising a family in the White House.
Exactly. The pressures of that job. It's actually pretty remarkable.
Yeah. And, you know, it's interesting because you look at their dynamic and you see those classic Leo Pisces archetypes.
Mm-hmm.
But you see them playing out in a positive way.
Okay. I like this.
Right. So you have his leadership, very Leo, right? Inspiring, guiding. And then you combine that with her empathy and her compassion, which are such signature Pisces traits.
Yeah.
And together it creates this like foundation.
Yeah. They seem very grounded.
Very grounded. Very solid.
Very much a partnership. You know, you can really feel that.
Exactly. They complement each other.
It makes you think, what's their secret?
Right.
How do they make it work? What can we all learn from them?
I'd love to know.
I know. Years and years. And they seem to still be going strong.
I know. It's amazing.
Okay, but speaking of building those strong connections, the article goes on to this really interesting point about communication in these relationships.
Really, yeah.
And I think this is huge, especially for our Leo Pisces listeners out there.
For sure, because this is where understanding those elemental differences between fire and water, it becomes really key.
Okay, break that down for us.
Okay, so our Leos, as we talked about, fire.
Yeah.
Direct, expressive. You know, sometimes even theatrical in the way that they communicate.
A little dramatic. It's okay.
They don't shy away from saying what's on their mind. And that can be really refreshing.
I bet.
But then on the other hand, our Pisces friends, water, it's more about intuition, sensitivity,
mm-hmm.
reading between the lines. They may not always like come right out and say what's bothering them or what their needs are.
Oh, so this is where things could get messy.
A little stippy.
Because if you've got Leo, who is like, you know, used to that very clear, very direct, very bright communication, and then Pisces over here, like, kind of maybe being a little more subtle, a little more, I don't want to say manipulative, but, you know, not quite saying what they mean.
Yeah. And sometimes even unaware that they're doing it.
Leo's probably thinking, what is going on?
They're like, why aren't you telling me this?
Right.
What's the big secret?
And Pisces on the receiving end of that, like directness, could easily feel attacked.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. Overwhelmed, attacked, very sensitive.
Yeah, like back off.
Right.
I need my space. So this is where I feel like the article does a really good job of kind of highlighting, okay, if this is you, here's what you need to keep in mind.
You got to be aware.
So for our Pisces listeners out there,
yes,
what do you have to say to them?
Don't be afraid to use your words.
It's scary out there.
I know, it's scary, but you got to be able to communicate your needs, set those boundaries, and understand that your Leo partner, they need to hear it.
Yeah, no games.
No games.
No, say it how it is.
And don't be afraid to speak your truth. You can still do it with that, like, gentle Pisces touch.
Yeah.
But get it out there.
Oh, I like that. Okay, so what about our Leos?
Yes. What about those Leos?
Let me guess. Patience, patience, patience.
Yes, exactly. You gotta understand that your Pisces partner may just need a little bit more time to process before they're ready to open up to you.
Well, it's not a bad thing. Don't take it personally that maybe they're not coming at you with the same, like, fiery passion.
Right.
That you are.
Right. They have a whole ocean in here that they're processing.
Exactly.
It's gonna take a minute.
They're going with the flow.
Right. And I feel like it's about finding that space.
Absolutely.
Where both of you feel safe, both of you feel heard.
Yes. Creating a safe space to communicate, because that's what it's all about, right?
Whether it's through grand gestures, you know, of affection, or just like these really quiet moments of just like really understanding each other.
Exactly. Sometimes silence speaks louder than words.
Right. Okay. So communication.
Yeah.
Huge. But then the article goes on, right?
It does. It keeps going.
It delves even deeper. And this is where I think things get, like, extra juicy.
Ooh, tell me more.
Emotional compatibility.
Ooh.
So how do these two signs, how do their emotional landscapes either work or not work when they collide? It's a good question. So Leos, with that inherent need for attention and validation, they do really well when they feel adored.
Of course.
Right. Makes sense. And Pisces, they love to love.
Yeah.
Compassionate. They see the best in everyone. They idealize their partners. And they shower them with this affection that makes Leo feel like royalty.
So it's like a match made in heaven.
Right. Like on the surface, you're like, this is amazing.
This is great, but.
But there's always a but.
There's gotta be.
This dynamic can be really fulfilling, but they are both prone to certain patterns that, if left unchecked, could be an issue.
Okay. Now I'm really curious. Give me the dirt. What are we talking about here?
It could go wrong.
Yeah, what could go wrong?
Okay, so when a Leo feels adored, it makes them shine even brighter.
Of course, right.
And then that further fuels Pisces' need to put them on a pedestal.
Oh, it's a cycle.
It's a cycle.
But not necessarily a good one.
Not always. It's a positive feedback loop, mm-hmm. but it can create this like really unrealistic dynamic where Leo might feel pressure to maintain this image.
Oh, I see.
And then the Pisces loses themselves because they're so busy putting their partner first.
So it's almost like you're building a relationship on all of this expectation instead of like really connecting on a genuine level.
Exactly. And then we add another layer to it.
Oh, no, there's more.
There's more.
Okay.
They both can be prone to jealousy.
Oh, okay. So how does that play out?
So Leos, if they feel their attention waning,
yeah,
they can get a little possessive, a little insecure.
Okay.
And Pisces, with their vivid imagination, they'll just go there.
Yeah, they'll create the whole story in their head.
Exactly.
That has nothing to do with reality.
It could be totally made up, mm-hmm. but because they feel it so deeply, it's real to them.
So it's finding that balance.
It is.
Between giving and receiving affection.
Yes.
Making sure that both partners feel validated. Secure.
Absolutely.
But also, like, not creating all this unnecessary drama.
Right, because you don't want to stifle each other either.
Right.
You both need to be able to grow, to evolve.
And this is where I'm assuming the whole birth chart thing comes in handy. Because we're just talking sun signs here.
Exactly. This is very surface level. Sun signs are super important, but there's so much more to it.
Right. There's a whole deeper layer.
A whole other world.
It's a lot to think about, that's for sure. But, you know, even with all of this insightful analysis, I find myself kind of coming back to the same question.
What's that?
How can we apply all this to, you know, the everyday couple?
Right.
Whether they're a Leo, a Pisces, or someone who's just like fascinated by this dynamic, what does it all mean?
Yeah.
What are they supposed to take away from this?
It's a good question. And I actually think that the article gives a really beautiful answer in the closing lines.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm curious.
Okay, so they say, when fire meets water, there emerges both the intensity of flame soaring high and the tranquil depths surging below, a testament to enduring connection.
Okay, I love that.
It's so poetic.
It is. There's that imagery again. So powerful, though. How do you interpret that? Like, what does that mean to you in the context of everything that we've been talking about with Leo men and Pisces women?
You know, I think it just speaks to the heart of what makes this pairing so compelling. You know,
okay,
you have that fiery passion, right? Mm. The grand gestures, that Leo energy that just kind of draws everyone in. But then beneath the surface, you have this whole other world,
right,
of emotion, you know, an intuitive understanding,
yeah,
that Pisces brings to the table.
Yeah.
And it's not about extinguishing each other. You know what I mean?
Right. They're not trying to, like, put each other out.
No.
It's not fire versus water. It's fire and water.
It's about finding that harmony in the contrast.
I love that. It's like that saying, opposites attract, but we're taking it to a whole new level here.
Exactly.
Because it's not just about being different. It's recognizing how those differences, when you really embrace them, when you understand them, actually make the bond stronger.
Yes, 100%. And I think that's a message for any pairing, truly.
Right. This goes beyond Leo Pisces. This is, if you're in a relationship, this is something to think about.
Because it's about appreciating the light and shadow.
Oh, I like that.
The highs and the lows. Because guess what? They're going to come.
They are going to come.
You know, relationships are messy no matter what your sun sign is.
Totally.
So, yeah, I think just having that awareness is key.
It's about that journey, not the destination.
Right, 100%.
There's going to be those moments of just, like, intense passion, but then you got to have those quiet moments, too.
Absolutely.
Where you're really connecting. So I guess ultimately communicate. and be open to, you know, constantly learning and evolving with each other.
Yes. Explore those depths.
Right. So, dear listener, as we kind of wrap up this deep dive, I want to leave you with one final thought. What does enduring affection look like to you?
Ooh.
Is it about finding that perfect astrological match? Or is it about something deeper, something that goes beyond the stars?
I love that.
Something that speaks to who you are and what you need in a partner.
Beautiful.
So I hope this has given you a lot to think about, a new way to maybe look at this dynamic.
A new perspective.
Exactly. Between fire and water, between Leo men and Pisces women.
I love it.
And who knows, maybe it's inspired you to, I don't know, pick up your birth chart, take a look, see what's there. That's all we have for this deep dive. Until next time, keep exploring the cosmos, both within and around you.